Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, September 12th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago, today in 1959, the Soviet Union launched Luna 2, the first space probe to hit the moon, marking a significant milestone in space exploration. This event demonstrated the Soviet Union's technological prowess and further intensified the space race between the Soviet Union and the United States. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 81 and a light south breeze. Tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies, dropping to a low of 60 with gentle winds out of the southwest. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 12:15 with a high tide just after 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies through Monday, with highs around 80 to 85 degrees. Light south winds will keep things pleasant. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Enjoy the beautiful weather ahead. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Pearl Jam is set to rock Fenway Park with two shows as part of their Dark Matter World Tour. The legendary band will perform on Sunday, September 15th, and Tuesday, September 17th. Fans looking for last-minute tickets can find options under $50 through reliable sellers like StubHub, Vivid Seats, and SeatGeek. As of Wednesday, the cheapest tickets for Sunday are $58 on Vivid Seats, while Tuesday's cheapest tickets are $29. The tour began on May 4th in Vancouver, British Columbia, and concludes in Sydney, Australia, on November 21st. Now on to sports. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills and Miami Dolphins face off in a big Week 2 matchup at Hard Rock Stadium. Both teams come in with 1-0 records, making this an early statement game in the AFC East. The Dolphins are favored by 2 points, with the over-under set at 48. Josh Allen will look to build on his strong performance last week, where he threw for 220 yards and 3 touchdowns, while James Cook contributed 100 yards on the ground. Tua Tagovailoa, coming off a solid opener with 227 passing yards and a touchdown, leads Miami. Both teams have some injury concerns, with the Dolphins' Davon Achane nursing an ankle injury and the Bills' Jordan Poyer out with a toe issue. The last time these two teams met was in January, when Buffalo edged Miami in a thriller, 34-31. In local sports, last night, the Red Sox edged out the Orioles in a thrilling extra innings game, winning 5-3. Tyler O'Neill's 2-run homer in the 10th sealed the victory. Boston's pitching, led by Nick Pivetta, kept Baltimore in check, but it was the bullpen that secured the win. The Red Sox now sit at 74-72, just 4 games back in the wild card race. Tonight, they take on the Yankees in the Bronx, where Boston holds a 4-5 record against New York this season. The Yankees, leading the AL East with an 83-62 record, are looking to maintain their edge. Nestor Cortes takes the mound for New York, boasting a solid 3.97 ERA, while Boston sends Cooper Criswell to the Hill with a 4.11 ERA. Both teams are fighting to solidify their postseason positions, and with Boston chasing a wild card spot, this series could prove pivotal. In top news, Amazon has revealed plans to close 2 facilities in California, which may lead to the loss of hundreds of jobs. According to worker adjustment and retraining notification notices, the fulfillment center in Sacramento will close on October 30th, affecting approximately 159 employees. The facility in Irvine will shut down on November 7th, impacting an additional 162 workers. An Amazon spokesperson stated, "We appreciate our team's hard work," while offering support for impacted employees to find new opportunities within the company. This decision follows previous closures in the San Francisco area. In business news, crypto markets are experiencing significant declines as traditional U.S. markets open, reflecting a risk-off sentiment among American investors. On Wednesday, Bitcoin fell below $56,000 after climbing briefly to over $57,000 following the U.S. Consumer Price Index inflation report. The price quickly dropped to $55,600 shortly after U.S. stock markets opened. The CoinDesk 20 index also fell over 2%, with major altcoins, including Solana, Avalanche, and artificial intelligence tokens, sliding between 4 and 7%. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks opened weak, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 both down significantly. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $57,800. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent study reveals that more than 5 billion people globally lack sufficient intake of critical nutrients like iodine, vitamin E, and calcium. Published in The Lancet Global Health, the research highlights that over 4 billion individuals also do not consume enough iron, riboflavin, folate, and vitamin C. The researchers emphasize that this research is pivotal as it estimates inadequate micronutrient intake across numerous demographic groups. Alarming patterns indicate that both men and women fall short on different essential nutrients, underscoring an urgent need for improved dietary habits worldwide. And in entertainment news, Michael B. Jordan is set to direct and star in The Thomas Crown Affair for Amazon MGM Studios. This marks Jordan's second feature as a director, following the success of Creed III, which grossed $276 million globally. He has been interested in this project since 2016 and will also produce it through his Outlier Society. The film promises an exclusive theatrical release and revisits the classic story first brought to life in 1968, featuring Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. Drew Pearce penned the script with additional producers involved, and a new film from Jordan is expected in March 2025. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American football coach, Tom Landry. And he said, "Confidence comes from knowing what you're doing. If you are prepared for something, you usually do it. If not, you usually fall flat on your face. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.